This is KUT. A housing development is going up in East Austin that's among the first of its kind there. As KUT's Mose Bushell reports, it aims to combine two things that sometimes are hard to put together: affordability and sustainability.
Construction sounds like these have got to be pretty familiar to almost anyone who lives in Austin these days. But construction site manager Billy Whipple says this is a different kind of home.
As we walk onto site, you're going to see the walls are 2x6.
Whipple is VP of construction for Austin Habitat for Humanity. He says walls are usually 2x4.
But the 2x6 allows a little bit more insulation. So that's going to give us a thicker sweater around the house.
The houses are being sealed extra tight.
The bottom of your wall where it meets your foundation, that's a really easy spot for air to get in and out. So we're doubling what we typically do to make sure that air doesn't sneak in and out of there.
And the roofs are made of reflective metal with a large, long slope facing south.
So the solar panels are going to go on that side. So they don't have any pipes or anything coming out of that side either. So it's totally open. Get as many panels on it as we can.
These homes are called net zero. That means they'll be so good at holding air in, the solar panels will generate all the electricity they need. It's a great thing, especially for people on a budget. But net zero homes are more expensive to build. So they're usually only available to people with a lot of money. Not here.
And it might be the first time anybody really in Austin has tried to do a net zero project that's 100% affordable.
Mark Rogers is the executive director of the Guadalupe Neighborhood Development Corporation. It's the housing nonprofit that owns this development. With help from the city of Austin, Habitat for Humanity, and others, his group is making 60 net zero homes here available to longtime East Austinites who might otherwise be pushed out by gentrification.
So this is kind of like a little island in an ocean of displacement that's happening, where those folks can come back. And that, to me, is that's the best story.
But even though Austin is desperate for low-cost housing, there are a lot of obstacles to expanding the net zero idea. Local utilities lose money and need to rework their electric grids when a lot of houses start producing electricity. There's also that building cost. It's something that Habitat for Humanity keeps down by using volunteer labor. One of the volunteers here is Steve Quiroz. He's a lifelong East Austinite and an experienced builder.
I had been doing this since I was 16.
So you should be in charge then. Come
on. Yes!
He'll also be moving into this house when it's finally done, along with his wife, Elita.
I already walked through the front door.
They say they can't wait to settle in. They can't wait to stop paying electric bills. Mose Bushell, KUT News.